And this is a great day to be a soybean grower, as the soybeans are worth a whole lot more now in the afternoon as they were this morning. So this is probably also a great day to be the executive director of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association, as Nancy Johnson is. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Mick. It is a great day to be a soybean grower and to be at the association. You're exactly right.
Whoa.
Things are looking up.
Man, I guess 57, 51 cent up for new crop. Man alive, this is, so did you guys bust a champagne bottle on a hull of a ship or something today?
Well, you know, if we were at one of the ports where all these soybeans get exported, we might have been very tempted to do that thing. Exactly. Man, yeah. That's a very optimistic thing for us. It really is.
Yeah. So do you anticipate more soybean acres being grown this year then?
Well, we have been hearing for the last couple of weeks that the acreage is creeping up as everybody's thinking back and forth. And, you know, the acreage the last few years has gone up a little bit one year, down a little bit the next, and last year was down a little bit. So if the trend sticks with us, we certainly are looking at near that 6 million acre mark again. It's an amazing thing.
Wow. And so what does that mean for the soybean grower organization?
Well, for us, we are thrilled to have all of those relatively new soybean growers out there. We'd love to have them become members, of course, because each and every day there's something interesting going on in Washington. And, of course, the legislature is going to be in session in January. So our sole purpose is to do policy advocacy, and we want to make sure that we know the needs of every soybean grower in North Dakota. We want to have input. I mean, one of the things we're doing to get input is becoming a lot more active on social media. So our Facebook page is a great place to look for what are we doing, to give us comments about how things are going at your place, to post fun pictures, you know. And, of course, we made it really tricky. You have to spell the whole darn thing out, North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. But once we're hooked up to you, you know, go for it. Be sure and like us and check out what's going on.
That's right. All you got to do is enter it once and then bookmark the page and that's it, right?
That's exactly right. So, and, you know, we have a lot of interesting stuff going on, and there will be more and more stuff over time as we get closer and closer to the legislative session. You know, the big issues are all with us, the WOTUS, the water in North Dakota. You know, the good news is the rail situation is great. Our friends at BNSF, unfortunately, are having to actually park locomotives here in Fargo, but they're out there. So if we get this giant soybean crop and we need to be exporting it to the PNW, those locomotives are all going to be in place for us to get those soybeans out the door.
Interesting picture this morning in the forum, wasn't it, about all those 35 or so locomotives just kind of sitting there.
Yeah, and when you think of how expensive they are, that's a lot of money sitting in that line.
And how expensive even one rail car was a few years back. So,
exactly.
Pendulum
exactly.
Swing. Also on your Facebook page, you got a picture of those handsome young leaders that were elected at the March meeting.
Absolutely. We did have new officers elected in March. Craig Olson from Colfax was reelected as president. Ryan Richard from Horace was reelected as vice president. Joe Erickson, a soybean grower from Wimbledon, was elected secretary. And Eric Broughton, a soybean grower from Daisy, was reelected treasurer. So we've got a great dedicated crew on the executive committee, and we have a great board.
Do you have an agenda, like a working plan, things you want to accomplish in 2016?
Well, it's one of the things we are, in fact, hammering out. We have been looking at our legislative goals on the state level, and we will continue to work on them. But, you know, we focus a lot, of course, on the big picture stuff. What are we doing with the nutrient management plan that will be released by the health department sometime this year? What's our reaction going to be? How do we comment on that? Certainly property taxes are going to continue to be a point of interest, because the property taxes as they're figured for farmland, of course, are sort of countercyclical to the value that people are producing on that farmland. And so right now the taxes are essentially going up at a time when prices have been going down. So property taxes will continue to get a lot of attention from us. And we're always concerned about infrastructure. We have really we've been challenged with all the roads and bridges that need some repair, some maintenance, some replacement in North Dakota, and things have slowed up a little bit in the oil field, so that pressure's off a little bit. But we're still, if we haul all those bushels of soybeans off fields in North Dakota, that's a lot of roads that that we're going to be driving on to get those products to market.
And this is not so much for North Dakota or South Dakota soybean growers, but just like the highway funding bill for the federal and state, the infrastructure bill, the water, what is it, WERDA.
WERDA,
yeah,
yes.
That's important even to soybean growers in the Dakotas, isn't it?
It is, because while we heavily depend on the rails to get our soybeans to the ports, WERDA does include port infrastructure. So the ports in the PNW have need of maintenance, improvements, just like every other port. And of course, the soybeans that are grown that are put in the containers for the identity preserved part of the soybean market in North Dakota, those do go through the Port of Long Beach. So again, same thing. There's a lot of big machines. You know, if you've ever been to the port and seen those big machines that look like giant giraffes hauling those all the containers onto the ships, that those things all need maintenance. So, and those ports need dredging and all the other things that happen at a port. So the WERDA bill helps us there. And, you know, once in a while, soybeans do end up from North Dakota, small percentage, but they do end up on the Great Lakes. And occasionally they even do end up on the Mississippi River. A few years ago, when the plants in northern Missouri were short on soybeans for crushing, North Dakota soybeans went there. And some of them did end up on a barge.
Interesting. All right. How about waters of the U.S.? What is being, do you have an action plan there?
Well, we continue to stay on top of it in Washington. We've, of course, met with all of our congressional delegation. Every time we're in Washington, we were there in March, had good discussions. We got an excellent briefing from Senator Hoeven last week about the topic. So we know where it's at. We know it's not resolved. We know that there's a continuous need to be on top of it. It's a slow-moving process. You know, it's not, nothing's going to move quickly, but it certainly does sound like the proactive move by the 12 states that stopped the original movement of WOTUS implementation, that lawsuit is moving through the courts, and you know that far-thinking action by the state of North Dakota specifically has really helped us a lot.
In the latest issue, I think is the April issue, the latest of the North Dakota Soybean Grower magazine.
It is.
Yeah, the threat is real is the cover headline. Is that what that's all about?
No, in fact, the threat that we're talking about there is weeds that are resistant to certain herbicides.
Ah.
Yes, because unfortunately, once that resistance is in a field, there is, you know, it takes a pretty active set of management to sort of beat it back. And unfortunately, we've got some really fine products to use to control weeds, and if they aren't used in them best possible way, the weeds win, darn it.
Yes, and they seem to be really smart too. They always figure out a way to counteract any of the latest herbicides.
Well, the biggest challenge is many of the weeds that are in soybean fields in North Dakota are what are called small seeded weeds. So one plant could have thousands and thousands of seeds. So if even one plant escapes from a herbicide treatment, maybe it's on the edge of a field or maybe it's on the edge of a wet spot, that plant can immediately, you know, go into action and produce a lot of seeds. And so you just have a real challenging problem when you have thousands and thousands of seeds in one plant.
It's like water hemp.
Oh, absolutely, like water hemp, like kochia. Those are really big, noticeable weeds in North Dakota. And they're really, it requires some thoughtfulness on the part of a producer to determine what do you really have, and then make sure that you're approaching it in a way that you have the best possible chance of controlling that problem weed.
All right. In the Roundup Ready to Extend issue, we're kind of, nobody's surprised that the EPA is kind of dragging their feet. Does the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association, do you have an official stance on whether or not you're encouraging farmers to plant or not to plant?
At this point, as we understand it, a number of the big grain handlers will not be accepting, as of today, you know, because everything has to go on what's happening today, will not be accepting the soybeans that were produced from that, the Roundup Ready to Extend seeds. And, of course, that is a little similar to the situation a few years ago with the corn in China. And certainly Monsanto and the other companies involved in this, in the seed business, have indicated they would exchange seed that growers have already, you know, already have on hand. They would exchange it for a different variety that was not Roundup Ready to Extend. And again, this morning, the word is the European Union, which is another sticking point. You have two sticking points. One is the acceptance in Europe, and the other is dicamba over the top. And so in Europe, the movement every day, it sounds like it's going to happen today, but unfortunately, it has not. So from an export standpoint, you've got that challenge. And, of course, with the EPA not approving the over-the-top application, it does remove some of the super coolness of that particular product.
Yeah. So, but no official yay or nay on that just yet.
Well, we're encouraging people to talk to their seed dealers and to talk to their elevators. And we did talk to the Grain Dealers Association, and they certainly are already paying attention to what's going to happen, because we've all kind of learned the hard way on some of these, oh, we think it's going to happen, but issues in the past.
Okay. All right. Nancy Johnson, who is the executive director, North Dakota Soybean Growers, on a fabulous day in the soybean market. Great to talk to you, Nancy.
Absolutely. And don't forget, we've got a golf tournament in Jamestown, July 26th, and at the Maple River Golf Club on August 23rd.
All right. Get signed up at North Dakota at ndsoygrowers.com, I'll bet.
You bet. Absolutely.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks so much, Mick.
Yep. Bye.